Kimmage to City Centre core bus corridor preferred route. Public consultation 20 March 20 contents. Page 1. 1. Introduction. Section 1. 1.1 What has happened so far? 1.2 What is bus connects? 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? 1.4 Understanding the terminology. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2. 2.1 Overview. 2.2 Terenure Road West to Sun Drive Road. Kimmage Road Lower. 2.3 Sun Drive Road to Harold's Cross Road. Kimmage Road Lower. 2.4 Harold's Cross Road to Kevin Street Upper. Harold's Cross Road. Clanbrassil Street Upper and Lower. And New Street South. 2.5 Key Changes from the published EPR. 2.6 Key Facts. 3. How to take part in the public consultation. Section 3. 3.1 General Queries. 3.2 How to engage. 3.3 What happens next. 1. Introduction. Section 1. Page 2. What has happened so far? Between November 2018 and May 2019, the National Transport Authority, NTA, carried out the first round of public consultation on initial proposals for the emerging preferred routes of 16 core bus corridors across the Greater Dublin Area, GDA. During this consultation phase, 13,000 submissions were received in total. A consultation submissions report for each corridor is available to view and download on our website www.busconnect.ie. All of the submissions were reviewed and considered as part of the design preparation for the preferred route for each corridor. We have amended our initial proposals to address some of the issues raised in submissions, including incorporating suggestions and recommendations from local residents, community groups and stakeholders. We are now publishing the preferred routes for 16 core bus corridors and commencing a second round of public consultation. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the preferred route from start to finish with supporting maps and includes information on revisions made, if any, from the initial emerging preferred route. The original brochures detailing each emerging preferred routes, published last year, are available to view and download on our website www.busconnect.ie. These brochures contain information on the process for impacted property owners, the project timelines and steps required for statutory planning application. 1.2 What is Bus Connects? Page 3. Bus Connects is the National Transport Authority's program to greatly improve bus services. It is a key part of the government's policies to improve public transport and address climate change in Dublin and other cities. It is included within the following government policy strategies: the National Development Plan 2018 to 2027, Transport Strategy for the Greater Dublin Area 2016 to 2035, and the Climate Action Plan 2019. Dublin is growing and needs a bus network that works for a developing city. The aim of Bus Connects is to deliver an enhanced bus system that is better for the city, its people and the environment. Bus Connects is designed to provide a better, more reliable and more efficient bus service for everyone. Bus Connects, the facts at a glance. Infographic: 230 kilometers of new bus corridors making journeys faster and more reliable. 200 kilometers of new cycle tracks transitioning to a new low emissions bus fleet. State-of-the-art ticketing system. Cashless payment system. Simpler fare structure. New park and ride sites and key locations. New bus livery, providing a common style across all operators. New bus stops and shelters, with better signage and information. Dublin area bus network redesign, creating a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? Page 4. Journey time savings. This project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on corridors. Dedicated bus and cycle lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability, building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for Ireland, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. Accessibility for all, more bus shelters, with seating where possible, new footpaths and better information at bus stops, will make using the fully accessible bus fleet easier for all to use, including the elderly and mobility impaired. Better cycling facilities, This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region, with over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided, pedestrians and urban realms. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban realms with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. 1.4 Understanding the terminology, page 51. Core Bus Corridor, CBC. Part of the overall Bus Connects program is to create 16 radial core bus corridors, CBC. A CBC is an existing road with bus priority so that buses can operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. This generally means full-length dedicated bus lanes on both sides of the road from start to finish of each corridor, or other measures to ensure that buses are not delayed in general traffic congestion. The bus lanes will be alongside segregated cycle lanes, tracks where feasible, and general traffic too. Segregated cycle tracks. A segregated cycle track is a separate selection of the road dedicated for cycling only. This space will generally be isolated from other vehicular traffic by a physical curb. Where is it not physically possible to have segregated cycle lanes tracks, there will be the option of quiet roads and shared cycling on reduced speed roads for cyclists. 3. Emerging Preferred Route, EPR. The ENTA published outline plans for each of the 16 CBCs in a non-statutory public consultation process in 2018-2019. The options were called Emerging Preferred Routes, EPR, in some cases with multiple sub-options, to inform the public of the likely layout of the roadway with the necessary CBC infrastructure in place. They included possible impacts on front gardens, and likely changes to how traffic will operate to facilitate bus priority. 4. Preferred Route Option, PRO. Following consideration of the public submissions about the 16 EPRs, the core bus corridor proposals have been reviewed and amended. They are now being presented as the Preferred Route Option, PRO, and are subject to a second round of non-statutory public consultation. They are not final proposals, as they are subject to further consideration from the second round of public consultation and also subsequent examination in the context of environmental impact assessment. 5. Bus Gate. A bus gate is a signposted short length of standalone bus lane. This short length of road is restricted exclusively to buses, taxis and cyclists plus emergency vehicles. It facilitates bus priority by removing general through traffic along the overall road where the bus gate is located. General traffic will be directed by signage to divert away to other roads before they arrive at the bus gate. 6. Signal Control Priority, SCP. Signal Control Priority uses traffic signals to enable buses to get priority ahead of single-lane road sections, but it is only effective for short distances. This typically arises where the bus lane cannot continue due to obstructions on the roadway. An example might be where a road has pinch points where it narrows due to existing buildings or structures that cannot be demolished to widen the road to make space for a bus lane. It works through the use of traffic signal controls, typically at junctions, where the bus lane and general traffic lane must merge ahead and share the road space for a short distance until the bus lane recommences downstream. The general traffic will be stopped at the signal to allow the bus pass through the narrow section first, and when the bus has passed, the general traffic will then be allowed through the lights. Traffic proceeds as normal as the bus approaches. The light signal changes to halt general traffic. The level of queuing in the narrowed section is controlled, and the bus has priority to proceed when the bus has cleared the junction. General traffic proceeds. 7. Tauken Crossing. A Tauken crossing is a roadway crossing designed to enable both pedestrians and cyclists to cross the road with purposefully designed signal controls. 8. Quiet Street Treatment. Where CBC roadway widths cannot facilitate cyclists without significant impact on bus priority, alternative cycle routes are explored for short distances away from the CBC bus route. Such offline options may include directing cyclists along streets with minimal general traffic other than car users who live on the street. They are called quiet streets due to the low amount of general traffic and are deemed suitable for cyclists sharing the roadway with the general traffic without the need to construct segregated cycle tracks or painted cycle lanes. The quiet street treatment would involve appropriate advisory signage for both the general road users and cyclists. 9. Urban realm. Urban realm refers to the everyday street spaces that are used by people to cross, shop, socialize, play, and use for activities such as walking, exercise or commute to from work. The urban realm encompasses all streets, squares, junctions, and other rights of way, whether in residential, commercial or civic use. When well designed and laid out with care in a community setting, it enhances the everyday lives of residents and those passing through. It typically relates to all open-air parts of the built environment where the public has free access. It would include seating, trees, planting and other aspects to enhance the experience for all. 1.5 map of all 16 core bus corridors. Page 6 preferred routes. Llangrifon to city centre, Swords to city centre, Ballymun to city centre, Finglas to Phibsborough, Blanchardstown to city centre, Lucan to city centre, Liffey Valley to city centre, Clondalkin to Drimna, Greenhills to city centre, Talla to Terenure, Kimmage to city centre, Rathfarnham to city centre, Bray to city centre, UCD Ballsbridge to city centre, Blackrock to Merrion Ringsend to city centre. 2 preferred route description. Section 2, page 7. 2.1 Overview. The Kimmage to City Centre Core Bus Corridor, CBC, commences on Kimmage Road Lower at the junction with Terenure Road West and Fortfield Road. It is routed via Kimmage Road Lower to Harold's Cross Road, and then along Harold's Cross Road, Clanbrassil Street Upper and Lower and New Street South, where it will join the Greenhills CBC at the Kevin Street Upper Junction. Priority for buses is provided along the entire route, consisting primarily of dedicated bus lanes in both directions, with alternative measures proposed at particularly constrained locations along Kimmage Road Lower. An alternative cycle route is also proposed along a part of the CBC in the southern half. The following paragraphs will describe each section of the CBC in more detail, as well as identify the key revisions which have been incorporated into the design since the publication of the Emerging Preferred Route, EPR, in January 2019. 2.2 Terenure Road West to Sun Drive Road, Kimmage Road Lower. The Kimmage to City Centre CBC commences on Kimmage Road Lower at the Kimmage Road West junction with Fortfield Road and Terenure Road West. It is proposed to upgrade the junction to provide bus priority and enhanced pedestrian cyclist facilities. The EPR previously proposed a bus gate at the junction of Sun Drive Road and Kimmage Road Lower. It is now proposed to locate the bus gate just north of the Ravensdale Park Junction, 0.8 kilometres further south along Kimmage Road Lower. This change will achieve bus priority by deflecting through traffic off the lower Kimmage Road, without the need for road widening to provide bus lanes. This will remove the requirement for land take along this section of lower Kimmage Road. The existing street layout and on-street parking arrangements will remain unchanged on Kimmage Road Lower north of Ravensdale Park. The existing cycle lanes will be retained on this stretch of the road and conditions for cyclists will be greatly improved through reduced general traffic as a result of the proposed bus gates. Local traffic will be permitted access from the south via Sun Drive Road or Larkfield Avenue. Traffic management measures will be required on the adjoining residential streets of Poddle Park to the west and Derivara Road to the east. These streets will be closed to through traffic, apart from cyclists, at suitable locations to prevent through traffic diverting off Kimmage Road Lower inappropriately. Traffic management measures such as turning restrictions at junctions or road closures will also be considered on other adjoining residential streets at suitable locations as required. A new proposal has been developed for a cycle route through the small park alongside the River Poddle just north of Kimmage Cross Roads, which will continue generally parallel to Lower Kimmage Road over a length of 2.3 kilometres to Harold's Cross Park. It will mainly follow quiet local streets including Poddle Park and Blarney Park with appropriate traffic management and will also include short sections of greenway across public parklands. Urban realm improvements will be made at the focal points on Kimmage Road Lower where there are clusters of shops and business at the Corrib Road Junction and at the Sun Drive Road Junction. 2.3 Sun Drive Road to Harold's Cross Road, Kimmage Road Lower. With the previously proposed bus gate moved south to Ravensdale Park, local traffic access will remain available from Sun Drive Cross to both the southern and northern part of Lower Kimmage Road. However, The left turn from Sundrive Road will be restricted so as to prevent through traffic from using Kenilworth Park instead of Clareville Road. The existing street layout and parking arrangements along Lower Kymage Road will remain unchanged. To accommodate local access to Lower Kymage Road from the north, the junction of Harold's Cross Road and Kenilworth Park will be modified to provide for the southbound right turn movement. The operation and capacity of this junction will be improved by a restriction of the link from Kenilworth Square to a westbound bus gate, with westbound general traffic diverted via Ratgar Avenue. The proposed puddle cycleway will run along Sundrive Road from Blarney Park to the shopping centre entrance and then follow the river northward to Mount Argus Park. The cycleway travels through the car park of Mount Argus Church to Mount Argus Road, utilising a quiet street treatment to Harold's Cross. Previous proposals to divert cyclists via quiet streets east of Lower Kymage Road at Priory Road, Larkfield Avenue and Larkfield Grove are no longer required with reduced general traffic on Lower Kymage Road between the bus gates 2.4 Harold's Cross Road to Kevin Street Upper, Harold's Cross Road, Clanbrassil Street Upper and Lower, and New Street South. The EP are proposed to provide a footpath, one bus lane and one general traffic lane in each direction in this section. Between Harold's Cross Park and Parnell Road, it is now proposed to also include a cycle track to this section of road. To accommodate the addition of cycle tracks along this street, it is proposed to acquire small areas of land from adjacent properties. The indicative extents of this land take are included in the appendix of this brochure. It is no longer proposed to provide a separate cycle route to the west via Our Lady's Hospice and Greenmount Lane. Between Parnell Road and Lombard Street West, it is proposed to maintain a footpath, one bus lane and one general traffic lane in each direction as in the EPR, with the new addition of segregated cycle tracks. The northbound bus lane will not continue between Leonard's Corner Junction at South Circular Road and Lombard Street West, where the street is not wide enough. Signal control priority will enable buses to pass through this short section ahead of general traffic. To accommodate this cross-section, the following works will be required: widening of Robert Emmet Bridge across the Grand Canal on the western side and along the retaining wall at Gordon's Fuel Merchants, removal of some on-street parking, and limited land take on Clanbrassil Street upper north of the Grand Canal, and at the junction of Clanbrassil Street lower and St. Vincent Street south. Between Lombard Street West and Kevin Street Upper, it is proposed to modify the street layout to accommodate a cycle track alongside a bus lane and one general traffic lane in each direction. The existing central median island will be largely retained along with all existing trees in the median. It is proposed to close access from Vincent Street South to Clanbrassil Street. At Kevin Street Upper, this scheme ties in with the Green Hills to City Centre CBC. In the EPR, it was proposed to provide a cycle route along Grove Road with a new footbridge over the Grand Canal to Martin Street, with the addition of continuous cycle tracks along Clanbrassil Street and New Street. The plans for this CBC no longer includes proposals for an alternative cycle route through Portobello 2.7. Key changes from the published EPR: a revised bus gate location at Ravensdale Park is proposed, resulting in no widening of Lower Kymage Road and eliminating the need for land take in this section. A cycleway along the River Poddle to the west of Lower Kymage Road between Kymage Crossroads and Harold's Cross to improve the cycle network. Urban realm improvements are proposed at Sundrive Road and Corrib Road. It is proposed to introduce a right turn from Harold's Cross Road to Kenilworth Park to improve local access. Continuous, segregated cycle tracks are proposed along Harold's Cross Road and Clanbrassil Street, eliminating the need for an offline cycle route. The revised proposals allow the retention of the tree-lined median on Clanbrassil Street and New Street 2.8. Key facts: approximate number of properties that may be impacted, 17. Approximate number of designated on-street parking spaces that may be removed, 88. Approximate number of trees that may be removed, 21. Approximate route length, 4 km. Approximate cycle route length, 4.3 km. Current bus journey time, up to 45 minutes. Bus connects journey time, 12-15 minutes. Future bus journey time without bus connects, 55 minutes plus 3. How to take part in the public consultation, section 3, page 8. This brochure provides details of the proposed preferred route option for this core bus corridor. These proposals are subject to a second non-statutory round of public consultation and subsequent design refinement and environmental impact assessment before a formal statutory application will be made by the Entatuan Board Plenilla for approval. 3.1 General Queries. The project's website www.busconnex.ie has a dedicated section for the Core Bus Corridor project. All previous emerging preferred route brochures are available on the website. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key documents. General queries can be directed to 1800 303 653 or by email to cbc@busconnex.ie. 3.2 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the preferred route options set out in this document. The closing date for submissions is stated on the website www.busconnex.ie. Written submissions and observations may be made by email cbc@busconnex.ie. Post. Core Bus Corridor Project. National Transport Authority, Dunscaine, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT23.3. What happens next? Following the second round of public consultation, the ENTA will finalise the preferred route options for all 16 corridors. The scheme designs will be finalised. Transport and environmental impact assessments will be completed. This will culminate in the preparation of an environmental impact assessment report, EIAR, for the scheme together with details of land to be acquired. This will be submitted to Inboard Plenilla during Q4 2024 its consideration and determination. A formal statutory consultation process will be undertaken as part of that process. Udras Nasi unto Lomper. National Transport Authority, Dunscaine, Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT20WWW. Busconnex.ie. Project Ireland 2040. Building Ireland's Future.